This is the CBS World News Roundup. Washington again warns Americans abroad about terrorist attacks.
And here at home, airports step up security. I'm Dan Revive at Reagan National.
Three die in the crash of a church tour bus on an icy stretch of Colorado Highway. Dozens are left injured.
They're very shaken up and wondering what has happened to their friends.
Good Wednesday morning. I'm Nick Young, CBS News. With the busy Christmas and New Year's holidays looming, airports are stepping up security to guard against terrorist attacks. They're tightening enforcement of parking regulations, bringing in more bomb-sniffing dogs, and more closely checking passengers for signs of explosives. It causes delays, but better safe than sorry, says Tracy Ross at New York's JFK Airport.
It's annoying, but I think it's better for it to be annoying than for it to be on a plane and something goes wrong.
This is Dan Revive live at Reagan National Airport near Washington, D.C., where travelers face crowded but calm conditions.
All the terrorist stuff has, you know, got you on alert, but that we've been doing that for years and nothing's ever happened.
I travel a lot for work, and I know how to pack my bags and when to come and go and don't spend a lot of time in the airport.
But you might have to with the travel rush tomorrow and Friday, and again January 2nd and 3rd. Security means more questions, perhaps having to open the Christmas presents you're bringing with you. Live at Reagan National Airport, Dan Revive, CBS News.
Federal officials have issued a fresh caution for Americans with travel plans that take them overseas. CBS News reporter Charles Wolfson has that.
The State Department's new warning does not specify any particular threat against Americans overseas, but it states clearly that terrorists may be planning to conduct attacks against Americans and cautions U.S. citizens to avoid large gatherings where people may congregate for millennial or religious festivities. A senior State Department official said, "This is a yellow light, not a red light, and ultimately it's up to individuals to decide where they go." Charles Wolfson, CBS News, the State Department.
A ski trip turned nightmare in the Colorado Rockies as three die when a church tour bus loaded with teenagers from Houston plunged off an icy highway. Dozens were injured. Many were taken to St. Thomas More Hospital in Canyon City, where Jennifer Kemp is a spokeswoman.
They're very shaken up, bruised and bloody and bewildered, and wondering what has happened and what has happened to their friends.
Reporter Eric Singer of CBS television affiliate KCNC is on the scene.
Right now, there is a team of National Transportation Safety Board investigators trying to figure out exactly what happened. Preliminary investigation indicates the fact that the bus just slid off the road. We don't know if drugs or alcohol were involved. That's not being suspected at this moment. What we do know at this point is that there have been three fatalities. 48 to 52 of the people on the bus have been treated at various hospitals in Colorado Springs, Canyon City, Pueblo, and one in Denver, and we know some of those are critical.
It's been a tense night in Southern California where two brush fires are crackling. Dozens of homes are threatened by the blazes. Reporter Rick DeRise of KCBS-TV is near one of the fires in the hills north of Los Angeles.
Some 500 firefighters from across Southern California are on the lines right now. Several helicopters are dropping water at great risk because of the hilly terrain and smoke. Now, no homes have been lost, but some 25 families have now been evacuated.
Another blaze near Santa Barbara has burned more than 300 acres. Starting early next year, officials in Maryland and Virginia hope to get a better handle on rush hour traffic tie-ups by tracking motorist cell phone use. David Lovell is a University of Maryland engineering professor who's a consultant on the project.
It's not just the volume of cell phone traffic that we would be paying attention to, because we'll be able to keep track of the speeds with which these phones are moving through space.
Officials say they won't be able to listen in on any conversations, only monitor the energy pattern produced by the phones. It is a new day in telecommunications dawning. The New York Times is reporting that Bell Atlantic has the green light to become the first of the Baby Bell's local phone companies allowed into the $80 billion long-distance market. The formal announcement is expected from the FCC today. It was a high-flying grab on the run.
Houston Discovery, we have a good capture. We have Hubble grappled.
In Discovery, congratulations. Everyone here is congratulates you on your first-class job.
CBS News reporter Beth Dickey has more from the Kennedy Space Center.
Shuttle Discovery and the Hubble telescope are one big spaceship now. Hubble's sitting in the shuttle cargo bay awaiting repairs. Telescope manager John Campbell says it's like seeing an old friend again.
I sure was on pins and needles waiting for that first video shot that told us what it looked like.
The astronauts made the Hubble capture look easy. Now comes the hard work. Three spacewalks to fix the observatory. First, astronauts will install new gyroscopes to steady the telescope while it points. On subsequent days, Hubble will get a beefed-up computer, a new transmitter, and an extra data recorder. Beth Dickey for CBS News, the Kennedy Space Center.
President Clinton gets into the holiday spirit of giving today when he helps feed the homeless at a Washington, D.C. soup kitchen. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer is live with the details.
The president will help Washington Central Kitchen make stuffed peppers for homeless people. As Mr. Clinton visits that facility, the administration is fighting with New York City over federal aid to the homeless. Housing Secretary Andrew Cuomo contends the city does not take an even-handed approach to distributing $60 million for homeless programs, so the federal government will take over. New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani, the likely Republican Senate candidate, says Cuomo, a Hillary Clinton ally, is playing politics. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Talk about expensive taste. A diner at the upscale Three Forks restaurant in the Dallas suburb of Plano ordered up a $35,000 bottle of wine, then rejected it after a sip. The manager sampled wider opinion, offering taste to several other patrons who agreed it was terrible. Now the restaurant owner is left to whine over his wine, hoping his insurance will cover the sour grapes. The Chicago Sun-Times is saying goodbye to Homer and Bart and all the rest of the Simpsons gang. The paper says the strip is tasteless. Last Sunday, some panel showed a disemboweled mouse and a cat impaled by a Christmas tree. The paper says several readers complained. This is one stock deal that's earned a triple X rating from federal securities officials. Wealthy New York investment banker James McDermott is free on $1 million bail, charged with passing insider info to his girlfriend, adult movie performer Marilyn Starr. Authorities say she gave the tips to a New Jersey businessman who allegedly reaped $88,000 from the illegal trades. Checking Wall Street early in the trading day, the Dow is ahead 12 points, the NASDAQ down 14. What's your definition of a really cool set of wheels?
A car that you want, one that turns heads, something that stands out in the crowd.
That's Dave Van Sickle of the AAA. And here's CBS News reporter John Harchi with more on a car that gets you from here to there with flair.
The AAA's annual new car guide rates vehicles in areas important to consumers like safety, comfort, and fuel economy. But this year, the Auto Club has something new.
We decided to throw away the rules when we selected our cool car.
AAA editor Dave Van Sickle.
This year, we selected the Audi TT as the cool car.
That's a small turbocharged retro coupe, comfy for only two adults, but it's fun.
It steers and rides and handles and accelerates and brakes like a true sports car.
The AAA's cool choice is $30,000 plus. John Harchi, CBS News, Washington.
And that's the World News Roundup for Wednesday, December 22nd, 1999. I'm Nick Young, CBS News.